Let's go. Ray Foley.
I love the show.
Hey. Good day. How are you doing? Ray's here. JP's
hello.
Feeling great. Much like Tony the Tiger, akin to a tiger eating a sugary cornflake. We're great. So some top 10 life lessons.
I need that, yeah.
Yeah, you do. You need to reevaluate some of your life choices, what you need to do.
Okay, well, that's a bit harsh, but anyway.
Top 10 life lessons. If only you'd had these back in the late 90s, early noughties when you met me and we started working together. It'd be a whole different kettle of fish.
Number one, don't work with Riff Holden.
Oh, yeah. That's what they'd say.
Sing, burn.
The top 10.
Sick burn, bro.
Top 10 life lessons.
How dare you?
How dare you?
Enough!
You made me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I tell you, once you stop, once I Dermot Whelan you.
Oh, wow, is that a threat?
Once I drop you. I'm going to go stratospheric. Yeah.
To the moon, baby.
Top 10 life lessons. Are you ready?
I think so.
Here we go. Here's all 10 top 10 life lessons someone shared with me on the Instagram.
Top 10 life lessons. Number one, only...
Are you writing these down?
Yeah.
Okay. Top 10 life lessons.
Top 10 life lessons. Number one, only reveal 10% of what you know.
10% of what you know. Okay. Wouldn't be much.
And that's it.
Oh my God, that penny had to drop a long way.
Now he gets it.
Paying out thousands in cash all summer long. And playing the music you love.
All right. Played the wrong music. I tell you what, I'll tell you the cash machine total after 1D. What makes you beautiful today, you're FM? You get it.
I just got it.
It's a roll call race here, JP.
Watch out.
0874-100-102. Hey lads, was JP always this stupid? From Margaret.
I was always stupid, but not this stupid.
It took him a long time to get this stupid.
Yeah, I'm on record as saying I'm a low IQ individual, so it's no secret.
We are getting more stupid as we age. We were just saying a minute ago, I couldn't remember John Major's name earlier on.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember. And I was doing kind of, yes.
You were doing an impression of him.
I was doing a terrible impression of him, trying to remind myself. And I was visual, I could see him. See his grey hair and his glasses and the nose. I was seeing the sort of the spitting image of our puppet of him. And for the life of me, I couldn't think of John Major's name.
I have PTSD from every time I try to log into a device or an account because, you know, I'm clicking the have you forgotten your password button. That's guaranteed. Yeah.
I'm going to need to check my email because they're going to send me another password reset again. And then you go to reset the password and they say, sorry, you've used this password before. Alex on show, Ray and JP. Alex Lyons here. Or Alex Leon. Checking in for the roll call yet again. I've been here the whole time. I'm both lazy and a lion. Oh, of course, today is World Lion Day. Not that kind of lion, I'm afraid. It's not a lion as in you would sleep late on a Sunday morning. Oh. It's not a lion's like a lion, like the place in France, or indeed the tea. It's the actual big cat. Yes, 10th of August. But Alex, good to have the Lions checking in. Do I win a prize? You don't, I'm afraid. Love the show. Hey. Hey, Foley, can you say hello to Emma, Sean and Pippa out in Normandy? Lapping up the sunshine. Oh, Normandy. Ooh la la. P.S. Love the show. Hey. A from Mark on show in France. And on show, Ray. Help get me through the longest short week of my life. Love the show from Eva and Clay. Eva, I was thinking exactly the same thing actually about this week. But then I realised it's Thursday now. So we're nearly there. It's already Thursday. It's ridiculous. Today, FM. Florence and indeed the machine. Dog days are over. Today, FM, we play the music you love. Good afternoon. That song was at the end. I watched it the other night. Big Hollywood blockbuster movie that I don't think you've seen, JP.
Is it a new movie?
Yeah, this year.
Is it a superhero type of movie?
It sure is.
Is it Guardians of the Galaxy?
Have you seen it?
I have not seen it, no.
Yeah, the very last song in Guardians of the Galaxy 3. It's on Disney Plus now, actually. That's why I watched it at the weekend. Because I never saw it in the pictures. And we watched it on Saturday, I think, when it was lashing rain. Saturday evening. And It's very upsetting. It's, I don't think it's child friendly.
But you still allowed her to watch it.
I came to the realization that it's not really child friendly. As at one point, at a very, very distressing point, like horrifically upsetting moment in the movie, it's about halfway through. Guardians of the Galaxy 3 fans, you'll know what I'm talking about. I'm sitting there on the couch. My wife is at the other end of the couch and our two babies, they're not babies, 9 and 11, in between us. And I look over at the whole couch and everyone's in bits.
No.
And I was thinking to myself, I probably should have checked. I should have done a little bit of reading on this. It's not the light and clappy. Well, it's light and clappy and it's a good time. It's a good old action romp, sure. But yeah, in terms, compared to the first two, it's definitely heavier.
Do you remember Watership Down, that movie about rabbits? Way back in the day. That was
rabbits,
upsetting.
Rabbits feature in this. Rabbits, raccoons, otters. Innocent animals.
Right. Lovable animals.
Absolutely adorable animals.
Oh no.
And they were such good friends. Spoiler alert, I'm not going to ruin it for you, but suffice to say, another movie I watched as well over the weekend, The Deepest Breath, which is the an Irish director directed it. This is a free diving. Do you know what free diving is?
It's where you don't use oxygen, isn't it?
Yeah, you don't use any equipment. You just start swimming down. Get into a deep part of the sea, deep section of water, and start swimming down. And the story of one woman, a record-breaking lady, Italian woman, who swam 104 metres down. That's 104 metres down and 104 metres back up again. Absolutely incredible. And it's the story of her chasing her dream and an Irish guy who was a big part of her achieving her record-breaking success. I can't tell you anything else about it without ruining it for you. But have a look at it. That's on Netflix. And again, I had an emotional roller coaster of movie viewing over the weekend.
You've been in the wars, yeah.
I've been through the ringer. I just need something light and fluffy now. Speaking of light and fluffy, we can talk about bombs in a few minutes.
Wow, okay, yeah, cool.
Has the Electric Picnic tickets been given away yet?
I don't know if I'm allowed to reveal that, Ray, but there probably is a chance that you might be able to pick up weekend tickets.
Have they been given away today yet?
No.
Okay, the Summer of Music You Love is back with your chance to win tickets to Electric Picnic. Today FM is the official radio station of EP. We want to send you there to enjoy headliners, The Killers, Niall Horan, Billie Eilish and many more. Every morning, Ian Dempsey is announcing your Electric Picnic artist. He did it this morning. Do you know who it is? If you do, you should be listening out for that artist. And once it plays on Today FM, text Picnic or WhatsApp Picnic to 087-4100-102. I'm pretty sure we're not using 087-3100-102.
No, that'll be a typo.
Your name, age and location. You're in the draw to win a pair of weekend Electric Picnic tickets. Stay listening for The Killers.
Ray Foley.
On this radio station.
With Care Plus. Care with a K.
Maroon 5, Christina Aguilera moves like Jagger. This is Today FM. In the music you love. Good afternoon. Ray Foley in and on. It's Thursday. Short week. Nearly there, lads. Come on now. Pep in your step. Buckle up your bootstraps. Is that a thing? Hi, I'm Ray. There's JP.
How are you?
The story is I mentioned bombs earlier on. This story's blowing up.
Well, it's serious business.
It's actually not blowing up, yeah. Because of the bomb disposal, army bomb disposal. This is a bomb disposal unit called to Balbriggan Garda Station after device brought in. This is Balbriggan, North Dublin.
Yeah.
Yesterday, the Defence Forces bomb disposal unit was called to Balbriggan after a historical device was taken into the building. Gardaí said that a member of the public entered the station, the Garda station, with a device found on a local beach. It's believed that it was an old artillery shell. So they found it. They were like, oh, what's this? I'll bring it into the Garda station. They can check it out. The guards took a look at it and were like, it's a bomb called the Army Bomb Disposal Unit. So was the whole place cleared out then? Yeah, the device was rendered stable and taken to a safe location. Once removed, it was destroyed in a controlled demolition. Now, we got on to the bomb disposal unit. This is fascinating. For operational reasons, they're all anonymous. That they work in this job, this high pressure, highly sensitive, highly classified role. And for operational reasons, their identities are not shared with the wider public. Like you might know he works in the army, but you might not necessarily know that he works for the bomb disposal unit, or you might not know what his background is at all, what he does for a living. Could be your next door neighbour. So we've been told we can call one of them without giving too much away. I can't tell you his name, but I can tell you that he's a lieutenant in the Defence Forces Explosive Ordnance Disposal Unit. And he trains up people coming through in the unit as well.
This is very cool. I do like an anonymous caller. This is good.
Yeah. So this could be anyone, though.
Well, that's true enough,
yeah. Take our word for it.
Could be a butcher. Could be a florist.
Let me call my bomb disposal guy. It's ringing.
Hello.
Hello, Lieutenant.
Yes, speaking.
Hello there, Ray Foley calling from Today FM. I'm told I'm not allowed to use your name, so forgive my rudeness, but for operational reasons, I'm not allowed to use your name. That's correct.
That is correct, Ray, yeah.
Right. Do you mind if I ask you a few questions about the gig then, about what you do?
Yeah, no problem at all. I'd be happy to answer.
Cool. We're reading the story about Balbriggan, the device that was found there, a historical device. It was an old thing that was found on the beach.
Correct,
and then you got rid of it. Were you there?
Personally, no, I wasn't.
Right, okay. But you'd be familiar with this kind of thing and how these things are carried out.
I would, yeah. That's kind of what we do here.
Right, how long are you at it?
I'm training the last year for this job and recently qualified to conduct explosive ordnance disposal, or what people commonly refer to as bomb disposal.
Right. And when you were a kid, like, did you look at movies, TV shows, Cut the Red Wire, Your Man Sweating with the Tweezers, and think that's what I want to get into? Or is it that you got into the army and you sort of eventually specialised into this role?
Probably a bit of both, to be honest. Personally, I definitely always wanted to join the army. I had that interest.
Okay.
From when I was a kid. When I finished school, I did engineering in university as a civilian, and
right.
then soonly after graduating, I joined the Defence Forces. Once I was joining the Defence Forces, I realised the best way to use that technical expertise was to join what's called the Ordnance Corps in
okay.
the Defence Forces. So when I joined the Defence Forces, I knew I basically did what's called an Ordnance Cadetship, which is advertised every year, and it basically means that people with prior science or engineering degrees can join the Ordnance Corps and then learn to be a member of the Explosive Ordnance Disposal Team.
I got you. So you had a little bit of a background that you were able to... I was going to ask you, like, did they tap you up and go, come here, we think you'd be good for this because your hands don't shake.
because yeah.
you can tell that green from blue. Or it was the other way around. You can apply for it then.
You apply for it, yeah. So there's a number of different ways to get involved in EOD, in the Defence Forces. The EOD team itself consists of three people. So two of those individuals would be what we refer to as enlisted persons, and then one would be an officer, and that would be myself. To be an enlisted person in the Defence Forces, you do what's called the General Service Recruit Training, so that's 6 month induction into the Defence Forces.
Mm.
And then from there, you can do your courses to be either the driver on the EOD team or what we call the EOD number two, the second in command of the team. So that includes doing what we call a trainee technician scheme and becoming a skilled technician in the Ordnance Corps, and then doing your EOD training on top of that. Whereas, as I said, my route in was to do a cadetship, become a commissioned officer, and then do my EOD training
okay.
from there.
So it depends on the individual then, and it depends on what suits them. By the way, if I ask you anything that's operational, just tell me you can't answer or whatever. We can move on. How many of you are there then? Is that operational? How many are in your? How many are trained up to do this gig?
I wouldn't be able to say, to be honest. But there is a good amount. Say we do provide 24/7 capability for explosive ordnance disposal around the country, so that if you or you know, somebody in some civilian basically finds something that they think might be an item of explosive ordnance, after you call the guards will arrive and then and they can essentially request us, and we will be there as soon as possible. And we do have that capability 24/7 in various locations around the country.
So you're on call. Do you go in to be on call, or can you be at home on call?
You would be in to be on call.
You have to be in. Okay, right.
In barracks, yeah.
What do you make of The Hurt Locker? Is the one that we were talking about earlier. The movie The Hurt Locker. Or what do you make of any of the films where you see, compared to real life?
Yeah, well, it's funny you mentioned The Hurt Locker, because part of our training to be on the explosive ordnance disposal team is to actually watch The Hurt Locker prior to commencing. Yeah, well, prior to commencing the training, so we can kind of, have an appreciation of what that particular movie is. But then after the training is completed, then go back and watch it and realise how nonsense it is, basically.
Right.
In terms of reality, yeah.
Because it's incredibly tense, though. I can imagine you need to really be able, yourself, personally, mentally, be able to put your mind in a place where you're completely calm and able to deal with anything.
Yeah, like there's definitely a unique mentality that's needed. Obviously, on top of the technical expertise that I mentioned, having prior experience in an engineering or scientific capacity. But to be honest, the working under pressure and, like you said, the steady hand and everything like that, that's all part of the training. You're trained up to that standard throughout your, some of it starts from day one of your military career.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fair enough, I suppose,
All the way through to doing your EOD training and finishing and basically going onto the EOD panel. And conducting the job,
I've taken too much drink over the last 20 years.
It's got a bit of a shake.
I tell you, you won't want me as your number two.
No, I'm sure you'd be great.
not at all. Tell us about the gear then, because like in the Hurt Locker, they wear the big suits. There's the big padded, or the pillows down the front of the coat. Do you wear those kind of things?
They're a bit heavier than pillows, I hate to tell you.
Well, that's what they look like. It looks like they're
stuff. So I'm sure the ones that they used on set in the Hurt Locker were probably pillows, but...
How much would you weigh? How much, if you were out on a gig, if I can call it that, how much would the gear weigh as you're wearing it?
So that suit that you're referring to, the one that we have weighs 36 kilograms, so that'd be, 75, 80 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah. So you can imagine when you're wearing that and, you're... It's your third or fourth time wearing it, and you're wearing it for 20, 25, 30 minutes at a time, you start to physically degrade pretty quickly. So that's why kind of looking after yourself is a very big factor.
Yeah, you need to be in good. And what about, everyone, we've got this notion, actually, they just send in robots now, and there's a camera on the robot. Do you use that kind of technology as well?
Yeah, so we have that capability on within our kit. Robots, they've been a great tool for explosive ordnance disposal, for, like you said, going in for reconnaissance, and then there's a multitude of jobs that our robots can do. So they're a brilliant tool to have on the team.
It's fascinating. What should people do then? You mentioned earlier, if they find something, or if they're walking along the beach, they find something that looks suspect, to bring it into the guard station probably isn't the best idea.
No, geez. I thought that's what you were about to suggest. No way.
So what should they do?
So if you don't like the look of something, like, your first point of contact is always going to be the Garda Síochána. Don't pick it up, don't touch it, just immediately contact the guards and keep your distance, and then let them handle it from there.
They'll do the rest, they'll seal it off.
Subsequently let us handle it then after.
Okay, so they're the first point to call the guards. Listen, man, I really appreciate you taking the call.
No problem, thanks
for
having
good
me
work.
On.
All the best, man, bye.
All right,
bye. There you go, I can't tell you his name. I don't even know his name. It's kept secret. One shot. From the Defence Forces, the Bomb Disposal Unit, and their website is military.ie. Eminem, this is Today FM. One moment. Eminem, Lose Yourself, this is Today FM. Playing the music you love. Arden, good afternoon. We're talking to a member of the Defence Forces. He's a lieutenant in the Explosive Ordnance Disposal Unit. We have no concept. We're just playing funny noises on the radio. We've no concept of what people are people doing proper jobs are doing out there.
I'm not cut out for it. I get slightly nervous if I think a can of Coke has been shook. I don't want that thing going off in my hand.
Guys, can we get a robot in here to open a can of Coke for JP? back, everybody back.
Get out of the room. Now, fair play. I mean, that takes some serious courage.
The website again is military.ie. I wonder, do they get danger money on top of what a regular soldier would get from Pat? I doubt it. I suppose I can call him back and ask him, but I'd say you're probably paid to your rank or whatever commensurate with your training and rank. And that's probably the extent of it. Jerry texted, is your bomb disposal man John Bomb Squad? There's a throwback.
Wow. Well remembered.
We had a made-up character, John Bomb Squad was his name. I don't think he actually worked on the Bomb Squad. He was a detective.
Yeah. Was he part of the SWAT team or something like that? Was that it? I can't remember.
I thought he was a detective. I thought he was solving crimes.
Detective John Bomb Squad. Yeah. Unusual name.
Detective John... Bomb Squad was his surname.
Yeah.
Detective John Bomb Squad. Estranged daughter. Hard-drinking ex-wife. And when he had a whole backstory.
Yeah, I think he ended up searching for other thrills sort of to make up for the adrenaline rush he had on the job.
Absolutely. So. And his partners, it's always their... They're always a week out from retirement.
Ray Foley.
Thanks for all the texts.
With Care Plus, providing home care.
Or are we dancers?
Luculaires. Human, today FM, we play the music you love. Bomb Thursday, my friends. Hey, do you want tickets for Electric Picnic?
Oh, yeah.
Today FM, summer of music you love. Sending you to the biggest festival of the year. Electric Picnic 2023.
Oh, is this one of those crummy terms and conditions apply? Like, oh, well done, you've won tickets to Electric Picnic. But it's the Sunday and it's between 1:30 and 2:30 on the Sunday afternoon while it's raining. And only if it's raining you can get tickets.
There are actually tickets for the park and ride. You have access to the park and ride. Yep.
We've got parking tickets. Right? We've got tickets for the car park.
And the rest is up to you.
So you sort out your tickets for Electric Picnic and we'll get your park. We'll look after your parking. Is that what it is?
No, they're weekend tickets.
The proper weekend tickets.
Weekend tickets, baby.
Full weekend tickets for EP, baby. Yeah. Looking after you. I tell you what, we look after our beloved listeners. Ireland's most gorgeous radio listeners. You're listening out for... Well, Mr. D, Ian Dempsey told you this morning you should be listening out for the Killers at some stage today. We just played Human. Let me make a phone call.
This should be Westmeath. We're ringing.
Definitely.
Yeah,
it's
ringing.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Ray.
How'd you know it was me?
I knew.
Is that Circa? Sorka?
It is.
Or
Circa?
What's your... Circa.
Circa.
Circle.
Circa, as in like a roundabout or approximately.
Circle K. The filling station.
Yes, exactly that.
What's your...
How are you?
You're pretty good. Where in the world are you? What are you up to today?
Oh, we're on the way back from the Fla in Mullingar.
Ah, forget it. You've already... Yeah. You've had enough fun this year. You don't need Electric Picnic tickets.
Terrible.
No. So we had a great day at the Fla. Brilliant right. Over there. Really great.
Do you play or do you perform or something?
No. Just watch.
Just go and enjoy it. Was it Mullingar, was it?
Yes.
Very good.
In Mullingar. So, yeah, it's a great atmosphere. It's brilliant. So, would recommend to everyone to...
Sorry, this is an ad for the Fla. We're talking about Electric Picnic right now. Okay?
Yeah, we can come to that. We can get to that.
Would love to go to that.
The woman she was just at the Fla. And she
I think we've heard enough about this Fla.
Well, hang on now. They're not in competition. They're on two totally different events in the social calendar.
On your head be it, Foley.
Circa.
Sorry?
Circa.
Can you hear me? Sorry.
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah. Before I lose you now because you're on the road, I'm going to give you two weekend tickets for Electric Picnic.
Oh, great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Can I just say, I love the show.
Hey, of course you do. Yeah, I get two free tickets for Electric Picnic. They're like hen's teeth. You can't get them anywhere.
Absolutely brilliant. Thank you so much.
Who are you going to take with you?
Oh God, I'm probably one of the girls. Whoever wants to come,
yeah, make them work for it. Yeah. Don't reveal your hands.
I've been on the hunt for them because they're sold out. So that's brilliant.
Absolutely, yeah, brilliant. Well, enjoy it. Let us know how you get on afterwards. Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy EP.
Yeah, thanks so much, Ray.
Cheers,
man.
Bye. Turn on Ian Dempsey tomorrow morning from 6 a.m. You'll have your EP artist for you for your EP station. 2KFM. Anne-Marie and Shania Twain is called Unhealthy. Today FM, playing the music you love. A very good afternoon. Let's have a look at what's on screens, streaming and screens and worth checking out movie-wise. It's Ciara King. Wait a minute, it was Ciara King. Ciara King. It's not Ciara King.
No.
Ciara King. Ciara King. Ciara King. is off covering on the Ray Darcy show.
What?
Hang on a second. What time is that show on the radio?
Kira King is off over. Right as we speak, Kira is presenting the Ray Darcy show on RTE Radio 1.
It's terrible. That means that show's, what, 900% better now?
It's rapidly improved.
God.
I can't believe it.
This is the ultimate betrayal.
This is the ultimate betrayal.
Rick, if I turn around, can you take the dagger out of my spine?
Absolutely disgusting. Do you know, I wanted, but we've run out of time and I forgot when we were doing the EP song as well today. I wanted to ring in to the studio, to RT Radio 1.
Unbelievable idea.
And say, is that Catherine Thomas? Just to be horrible. So Kira's now dead to us.
Yeah.
But that means Sue is now alive to us. Welcome,
yeah,
Sue.
Hi, Sue.
Hey, Sue.
I'm not sure about that intro. Like, it was kind of like, oh, we love Kira. She's not here. Oh, wait, Sue's here.
She's dead to us.
She'll do.
She has betrayed us. She is now...
Ray, she's yesterday's man.
That's it.
Yeah.
Absolutely disgusted. She expects she's going to come back and be doing movies and stuff with us then next week.
We'll see how this goes.
She can jog on. No, Sue.
Sue, you're
the new Kira.
It's optimistic.
Sue, what's your surname? Sue Murphy.
Murphy.
Sue Murphy.
She doesn't even know my last name.
Well, I'm just thinking, how do I sing it?
That's scan.
It's Sue Murphy.
Much better. Better than Kira King.
Yeah.
How are you? Where are you from?
Where am I from?
Yeah.
The News Talk floor.
You grew up.
I grew up in News Talk. Yeah.
You were raised.
No, I'm from Dublin originally, and grew up in Galway. So I'm probably from Galway. Galway.
Yeah.
Not Nakara.
All right. Yeah. I lived in Newcastle for a while.
Oh yeah. Well, were you a student? Everyone lived in Newcastle.
No, I wasn't. I wasn't a student.
Oh you were one of those poor people that was like properly like working, and then all the students were just drunk around you.
No, I was a child. I was my mother was a student, and I lived there when I was like 9, 10, 11, or yeah. 8, 9, 10. Yeah.
Yeah, that's where all the rag weeks took place.
Oh,
it was
a great place to live.
Absolute carnage around Newcastle.
Great crack. Yeah. Shout out to the Newcastle Massive. What, the Toon Army. Listening this afternoon in Galway. All right, so what are we looking at? We've got a number of things to look at and a couple of exciting movie releases as well. We start with the car film.
The car film, Gran Turismo.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. How do we feel about that?
Someone obviously looked at the Fast films.
Yeah,
Fast
that's 1 to 10. Fair. Like, I see what they were trying to do with it, because you know what? It's a really good true story. The guy that's based on, Jan Mardaber is his name. He's actually a race car driver now. He does the stunts in the film for himself, for his character. So he's really interesting. It's 2 hours and 15 minutes long. I don't know if it's that interesting. It should be 90 minutes.
The general gist of it is that he's
played a lot of Gran Turismo.
But this is Gran Turismo, the video game.
Yes,
right,
exactly.
Which is an ongoing, hugely popular video game series.
A lot of product placement in this, because it was Nissan that came up with the idea of, let's set up this GT Academy and we'll get this guy who played hours and hours of Gran Turismo and he's really good at it to be an actual driver.
I had no idea this actually happened. Have a listen. This is the movie for... Or the trailer for the movie Gran Turismo.
All you do is play video games with some crazy dreams of racing cars.
Dad, you're the one that told us to always do something we love.
What is this?
It's a contest. The best Gran Turismo players in the world get a chance to compete in professional racing.
Dude, this is
can't
real.
Make it, bro. Can't make a video.
You really think you're going to take a kid who plays video games in their bedroom, you're going to strap them to a 200-mile-an-hour rocket? It'll tear him to pieces.
If you miss a line in the game, you reset. You miss it on the track, you could die.
They just can't make a trailer without putting a bleh.
No,
it's a love story. It's got to have bleh. One man bleh falls in love with another woman bleh.
I think this sounds incredible. So it is based in reality.
Incredible.
This should be an amazing movie.
Yeah, that's what you think. It's just, do you know what? Everyone in it is stereotypically how they're supposed to be in a race movie. So you have the guy who's the coach and he's just like shouting at him to get better. And he's like, I'm done with you. I can't even put up with you anymore. Prove to me you're an amazing driver. And you're like, I see where this is going. It's very, very predictable. It kind of looks like a made for TV movie, but it's amazing action sequences. Like the races actually look absolutely unbelievable.
Isn't that what they say about the game? I've never played the game itself, but apparently it's hugely realistic.
Photorealistic.
Yeah, it's very good. Like all the graphics and everything looks absolutely incredible. But it's It's fine. Like, I think you'll enjoy it if you go, but 2 hours and 15 minutes is just...
We're all grown-ups here.
Too much backstory.
We're all, I may be stretching the definition with JP, but broadly speaking, we're all the right age to be grown-ups and be relatively mature, right? is this not a film for teenage boys?
Yes.
Right.
You're right on the money. Like, think about it. If you're going to the cinema at the moment and you've got 2 hours free and you don't have your kids like I would have, and you're like, yes, freedom. You're going to see something like Oppenheimer, or you're going to Barbie, or you're going to something like that. It's fine. I think people who are petrol heads and are interested in cars and all that kind of stuff and video games would really like it. It's probably one of the better video game films I've seen because it's all based all around the game. But it's still not... I just don't know if I'd fork out money for it if I was going to the cinema this weekend.
Okay, fair enough. We've got some streaming we want to talk about in a couple of minutes and another movie. Oh yes, this is another remake of Haunted Mansion.
Ray Foley.
We'll do that in a couple of minutes, Dave. With CarePlus. To go and collect the babies. I better get through this pretty quickly, hadn't I? Bob Sinclair, Love Generation. This is Today FM, play the music you love. Good afternoon, Ray Foley, and on there's JP.
How are you?
Sue Murphy's with us as well.
Hello, Sue.
Hi, Sue.
Thanks for bringing me in there.
That's your bit to go, how are you?
I'm still here, yeah.
JP's still there as well.
Yeah.
Just a nod, you know. Sorry.
We were talking about Gran Turismo earlier on. This is it's an adaptation of a real life story of a guy. A young fellow who was playing the video game Gran Turismo, and then he was brought in to be a real race car driver.
Yeah.
And we're saying it's for teenagers. And of course, if you're a petrolhead fan as well, you might like it. A couple of people saying they've seen it already and they've enjoyed it. I suppose if you're looking for something other than the big ones that people are talking about, like Barbie and Oppenheimer, it's a chance to go and see something else.
You know what I was thinking, actually? It's kind of inspirational in some ways because you're like, you know, all the time that people give out to teenagers
Waste your time up in that room playing that video.
Look at me now, mom. That kind of thing. So it's
fair enough. Yeah, it's inspirational. let's have a look at Haunted Mansion. This is another remake. It's based on the Disney, the ride at Disneyland.
Have you been in Haunted Mansion?
I have. I've been in two Haunted Mansions.
It's kind of...
They're identical. There's one in Paris in Disneyland, and there's one in California.
I've been in the Paris one. Yeah. They actually stopped working for a second, so everyone thought they were just like trapped in the room.
This is it. We're all going to die.
I think I've been to that one.
Yeah.
Years ago. I think I have been to that one.
It's been around for years.
It's not scary either. That's the funny thing.
Well, it's aimed at kids, though.
And is that what the I remember the Eddie Murphy one, and it's sort of mildly spooky, maybe, but and comedic, but not very scary. Here, have a listen. This is the new one. Tiffany Haddish is in it, is she?
Yes, she is.
Have a listen.
Mm-hmm. Wait! I should warn you, before you step inside the house, this could change the course of your entire life.
I'm not afraid of a couple ghosts.
You say that now.
Ghosts.
This mansion is unhinged.
These ghosts definitely don't want to leave.
Death lurks around every corner.
She's in After Party as well. You watch that, the streaming show?
It is good. I like her. I actually like this cast. There's a lot of this. Oh, I love Owen Wilson. Danny DeVito. Where can you go wrong with Danny DeVito?
Oh, cool.
Yeah, like, do you know what? Rosario Dawson actually plays the mom in this, and they move into the mansion and they're trying to get rid of the ghosts that are in the mansion. So these guys are all trying to help them. The reviews are saying that it's 33% critic-wise on Rotten Tomatoes. I was talking to JP about this earlier. But that's, it's 84% audience.
Right.
And I always find it those things, it just means good crack. Like,
that the audience are there to have a good time and enjoy themselves.
And
yeah,
it's the same with the Eddie Murphy one.
Like, don't take it too seriously.
I think the Eddie Murphy one is like 13% or something. I'm sure he doesn't care. But like, it's just good crack. I think it's a mix of horror. And the other thing about it is, you can show this as a horror film to teenagers or young kids. It's not as scary as, say, like, The Exorcist. When you get to Halloween, you're like, yeah, great, we can watch Haunted Mansion.
They say it's a Disney kid-friendly version of a scary movie.
And it looks great, actually.
Why is it out in July?
I don't know. And this happens a lot. There was another horror out there a couple of weeks ago. Was it Talk to Me or something like that? I don't know why they're releasing it. They should just all be released on the 31st of October.
Of course, it's not July, it's August, but you get the drift. It's releasing. It's something to do with the streaming, with Disney Plus, so it's a Disney property.
It'll be ready for the end of September.
It'll go on Disney Plus, and that's when they'll get their.
And
value
when you think about it as well, like the October November time is huge Oscar season, so it's all the big big films start to get released around then. You know.
Speaking of Disney Plus, Only Murders in the Building is back for its
season three.
Third season, and it's got Meryl Streep and Paul Rudd in it. Here, have a listen.
It's opening night, and a big star drops dead on stage.
Oh my God, my leading man is dead.
Is this really happening?
Well, you know, who are we without a homicide?
NYPD, the killer is someone in this room.
My show is hanging on by a thread here.
Finding this killer is the only way you'll have a show.
Look at this cast. They're all killers.
But who would want to kill Ben?
At least you had the consideration to keep the body out of the building this time.
You always know just what to say.
I am not buying what Selena Gomez is selling.
You don't believe in Selena Gomez at all.
I know she exists.
Should she exist in movies, though, is the question. Yeah.
She doesn't move her mouth while she talks.
Do you know what's interesting? Like, Meryl Streep is straight away in this, by the way. You're not hanging around for Meryl Streep. Do you know the way they kind of hold that over you until the end of the first episode? Yeah. No, like, first 5 minutes, she's in there.
Fantastic.
And I was thinking, like, Meryl Streep working with Selena Gomez.
What's that like?
Does she look at her and go, you don't, no, you don't belong here.
See, yeah, Selena looks at Meryl and goes, no, you don't belong
she's
here.
She's not that bad. Like, I don't think she's as bad as you think. I think she balances out the two main guys pretty well because they're so
that
mad
girl,
and chaotic.
No, seriously, Selena Gomez, she just, and more power, it is Selena Gomez, isn't it?
Yeah.
She just shows up. She's like, yeah, okay, give me, yeah, what's this? A script, okay. Oh my God, someone has died.
That's the character.
We need to solve this.
So she's quite stony-faced, is she?
She's just not interested. And why should she be? She's bigger than any of the rest of them. She's huge on social media. She's probably a billionaire as well, selling makeup and everything else.
Yeah, she's there for a good time.
Yeah, she's just enjoying herself.
Yeah, and why not? And I'm with Meryl Streep. But actually, the real star in it is Paul Rudd. So he like rocks in halfway through the first episode and he's this Hollywood star that's become this Broadway, like he's been the main guy in the Broadway thing. And he's just so funny. He's like the real politician, talking to everyone in the room and working everyone. And he's very funny. Like he's really committed to it. He looks like he's just having a really good time.
He's brilliant.
Why do you want to work on this? And they're like, be like sitting there drinking with all these guys. I met him before. He's really, really nice.
Yeah, we met him as well. Yeah, we've all met famous people, Sue Murphy.
He was a sweetheart when he met him. He's a really nice guy. And it's one of those things, Only Murders in the Building, I always describe it as, it's not going to tax you too much. It's perfect for the takeaway. It's the perfect first thing to stick on as you're just sitting down. The Chinese or the Indian has arrived. And you've just opened the bottle of wine and we'll watch this for half an hour.
It's about 35 minutes, I think, the first episode.
This is it. Perfect.
Yeah.
Only Murders in the Building. The first two are up now.
Yes, first two up now. And then I think they're releasing one a week then after that, isn't it?
That's on Disney Plus. Sue, I'll let you go and collect the babies.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks so much for coming. Yeah. Well, you don't have to. Well,
actually, I'll just stay here.
You do.
Yeah,
you do have to. I'm sorry. You do. Thanks so much for coming in.
No worries.
Pleasure. Much obliged. I'm after hitting the wrong button. I wanted to play Fatboy Slim after the ad break.
Ray Foley.
So I'll play Fatboy Slim.
With Care Plus.
Peggy Goo, and it goes like, na na na. Today FM, playing the music you love. What? The things they make me say.
Yeah.
Peggy Goo.
Nobody wants a Peggy Goo.
That's because... Oh, me pegs on me clothes pegs are ruined. Chippy, did you do this?
Sorry, it's happened again. Sorry.
Lads, can we keep JP away from the laundry? Today FM. And the music you love. A very good afternoon. Someone texted. We were talking about streaming earlier on. This is Only Murders in the Building. Someone looking for advice. Hi, guys. Just wondering, do you need to have watched the previous series of Only Murders in the Building, or can you start with a new one? Thanks from Rachel. Rachel, I would say go back and watch the other ones. It'll help, certainly, because it will add context and sort of establish the characters for you before you get into the third series. And you'll know who they are and what they're about and their history to this point. And it probably will. I don't know because I haven't seen any of the third series, but certainly the second series you will have had to have watched the first. So I'm guessing it continues on. And it's a grand short. I'm thinking there's only 8 or 10 episodes. They're half an hour each. So it's not going to take you that long. You get through them in a weekend if you want. It's grand. It's not amazing, but it's grand. It's a grand old... We'll stick this on before we stick on the thing we're actually going to watch tonight.
Nice, easy watching.
And Sean said, Ray, I made the mistake of watching the last Guardians movie in the cinema. I had to go to my happy place in my head to keep my emotions in check. From Sean. Yeah, I've been there, Sean. Toy Story 3, I'll never forget it. I had the 3D glasses on and I couldn't see through them because they're all steamed up with the tears. Very upsetting. Right, what have I got for you? This is bizarre. Have you seen this?
What?
The rugby.
What about it?
Roy Keane, Niall Horan and Padraig Harrington. Padraig.
Either or.
Roy Keane.
Yeah.
Niall Horan.
Right.
Padraig Harrington.
Unusual, yeah.
Visit Irish rugby training camp.
Oh, is this to inspire the lads now? Is that
the Irish rugby team had some special guests at their training camp in Portugal on Wednesday. They were joined by the rugby team. Mm. The best rugby team in the world at, you know.
Quite possibly, yeah.
Playing rugby, right?
Yep.
They were joined by Roy Keane.
Footballer, yeah.
Not rugby.
No.
Niall Horan.
Musician.
Not rugby. And Padraig Harrington.
For you.
Andy Farrell's side, they're in the Algarve for warm weather training ahead of the Rugby World Cup. Kicks off in France next month. And they got some words of wisdom and slap in the arse from Roy Keane, Niall Horan and Padraig Harrington.
All high achievers though, Ray.
It's like, that'd be like Enda Kenny, Robbie Keane and Donna and Joe.
Well, you know.
That'd be like Joe Duffy, A.D. Roach and Pat Short. Going up. What are you doing here? Yeah. That'd be like Alan Hughes, Ian Paisley Jr. and Brenda Fricker arriving at the rugby training camp.
That trio would get you going.
That'd be like Stephen Roach, Dahi O'Shea and Rory Cowan. Arrive to say good luck to the lads. That'd be like Nadine Coyle, Dermot Bannon and Edwina Curry arriving to wish the Irish rugby team the very best in the training out of the Rugby World Cup. JP desperately trying to come up with three other people now. Dermot Kennedy is today FM. Like Dermot Kennedy, Peggy Goo,
right?
And Chris Martin showed up. Must have been something I ate.
You're a bit squiffy.
Kylie Minogue and Padam Padam. Today FM playing the music you love. Let's bongo. Happy birthday, Jump Zone. They're 10 years old. 10 years in Ireland of Jump Zone indoor trampoline and inflatable adventure parks. And we've got a party to give away. Up to 30 people. Jump Zone will also give each guest party bags, a special gift bag for the winner as well. We have a very, very difficult game we'd like you to play right now. Jumpzone.ie is their website, by the way. Who are we calling?
Mary, she's in Longford. It's both a mental and a physical challenge, this game, right?
Absolutely.
It's ringing. This is the Gorman household.
Hello?
Hello, Gorman!
How are you getting on?
Only old. It said the jockey to the horse. How are you?
Yourself.
What are you doing? What's happening? What's going on? Tell me your story. Tell me everything, Mary.
Just in the door from the flat in Mullingar.
Jeez, everyone was at the flat. I was the only person not at the flat, it seems. Mother
well,
of God.
Well, now, you're missing out, I tell you.
It's actually, looking out the window, it's pretty sunny at the moment. Was there showers today?
No, none there. It was actually lovely. We went there early, so just to have a gander.
Is it?
And just back in.
No. Were you there for the whole? Have you been? Is this your only day going to the flower? Or have you made other visits this week?
Just went up with the kids.
Okay.
Well, went up with my little boy Milo, who's 6, and our French student, who's with us for a fortnight, Irinyi. So,
what's the name of the French student?
Irinyi.
Irinyi.
Yes.
Oh, very good.
So, went up to show him a bit of Irish culture. You know yourself.
Irinyi's a fella.
He's a fella, yeah.
All right.
A gossip.
Right, okay. And he got a bit of the culture and a bit of the I don't know, the...
This is the crack around morning car.
Yeah, the
squeeze box.
I showed him Joe Dolan and that was it then.
Yeah, and I suppose it's a live music all around. I remember I went to the Flat in Ballina actually. The Flat was in Ballina at one stage. And I went and saw it. Great buzz, yeah.
It's lovely. There's a great buzz around us. Loads of little kids playing instruments all over the place and there's a great buzz. It's really nice. And the whole place has been pedestrianised. It's really easy for people to get around. And it's lovely.
Lovely,
it's
very nice.
Great to see you.
Have you expended all your energy on the fly now? Are you able to jump for us?
Could never expend all my energy. Ever.
Well, in that case, you start bouncing there, right? And I'm going to ask you five. This is not a joke, Mary. No,
this is not a
drill.
I'm
very serious. I'm a very serious person.
This is a very. This is
like the quiz.
This is a deadly serious quiz.
Yes, I understand that.
Up to 30 people. Respect the quiz now, Mary. Here's how it's going to work, right? You're going to start jumping. You don't need to start now, but you're going to start. You're going to start jumping, and then I'm going to ask you five questions. And Mary, you have to get.
Yes.
You have to get five out of five. If you don't get five
out of five,
you win nothing.
Second place is nowhere, Mary.
You've had a lovely time at the fly now, so don't ruin your day.
Don't be messing with me, Dave.
I'm not messing with you. I'm taking it deathly seriously.
Hey, Mary, come on.
Yes.
Knuckle down, cop on, get serious, come on.
Get your head in the game. God's sake. Right.
Sorry, I didn't mean to get harsh there.
Cop on.
It's desperate.
For the love of God. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Come on,
I
Mary.
I am. And Milo and Pokey and Pikachu are going to jump too.
A Pikachu? I thought, is that the French lad's name?
That's a hate crime, right? That's a hate crime. You should be ashamed of yourself. Come on. Guys, cop on. Let's get serious. Come on.
Start jumping there. You're jumping.
We're jumping.
Up and down. Right, question. What's another word for a sweater? Another word for...
A jumper.
A jumper, yeah.
Yeah, well done.
Like yourself, Mary, you're a jumper yourself. Question two. Eddie Van Halen was the lead guitarist in which band who had an 80s hit with the song Jump?
Van Halen.
It's Van Halen, is right.
You keep jumping there, Mary.
Keep jumping. Question three. When a TV series goes haywire, it's known as jumping the what?
When it goes haywire.
When stupid stuff happens.
When it goes bad, like it's like, oh, it used to be a good show, it's rubbish now.
When Bobby Ewing woke up in the shower, it was all a dream. That was ridiculous.
It goes gammy.
You jumped the what, though? Oh, this show has jumped the.
Jumped
I think Jaws.
Bandwagon? I don't know.
Jaws, and it's got a fin and
big
it's got big teeth and it's a...
Jump ship.
No, it's a big fish.
It does begin with SH. Careful now.
And
Shark.
Yes, well done.
That's right.
Oh.
That was very close. Question four. Which Olympic sport, Mary, involves jumping into a sandbox?
The high jump.
Try again.
The other one.
The high jump.
No, the other one.
Jump.
The long jump. That's right.
Well, keep jumping, Mary.
Keep jumping, Mary. Cop on. And in the nursery rhyme, Hey Diddle Diddle, what kind of animal jumped over the moon?
The cow.
Yeah.
We won.
You did win.
My son just told me I'm so weird because I'm jumping in the kitchen.
Stop. I'm not going to accept judgment. How old's your son?
Six.
Tell him to give over.
Give over.
Hop on. You're moving out. You're going to UCD in September. Mary, well done. We've got a party for you and up to 30 friends. Jump Zone look after you. And they're celebrating their 10th birthday. Jumpzone.ie. Well done, Mary.
Lovely.
Thank you so much, lads. Oh, and come here, by the way.
What?
Love the show.
Hey. Cheers, Mary. Have a lovely day. Enjoy the party.
Thank you so much, guys. Have a great day. Bye.
Adios. Bye. Shakira. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Cruel Summer from Taylor Swift. This is Today FM where we play the music you love. And that's our little broadcast for...
Do you want to just headbutt the mic there?
Sorry, it's just the microphone there. Nobody noticed. Nobody would have noticed had you not said anything. Yeah, that's our show. Matt's on the way next, thank God. But there's so much we didn't get to do on the show today. Yeah, we didn't get to do Only Mulder's in the Building, where Disney revealed that their latest show is going to be a spin-off of Only Murders in the Building. The new show is going to feature Fox Mulder from The X-Files in Only Mulder's in the Building. We didn't get to do Tim Cruel Summer, where Dutch international goalkeeper Tim Cruel comes in and covers Taylor Swift's latest chart smash, Cruel Summer. Wow.
Yeah.
That's an interest.
That's a perfect marriage.
I'm looking forward to hearing it.
Yeah.
I didn't get to do Shakira Knightley, where movie star Keira Knightley gives us a very early sneak peek at her Halloween outfit for 2023.
I wonder what it is.
This year, Keira Knightley is dressing up as Shakira in Shakira Knightley. Yo, lo, 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 lo. Cheers, Keira. Matt's on the way next. Have a lovely evening.
Ray Foley, weekday afternoons from 2. Today.